It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The nonprofit service provider operating the Bronx apartment where two children died this month has received millions of dollars in city funding with no contract. City investigators warned more than a year and a half ago that the practice makes it harder for the city to enforce standards. WNYC's Marilla Ivorak now joins us to explain. Marilla, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So, Marilla, we all learned now how the children died. This was so tragic when their radiator malfunctioned and filled the room with steam. The incident's still under investigation. The apartment, though, is called a cluster site, which is a private apartment rented by the city and operated by the nonprofit. So who is in charge of this specific cluster site in the Bronx?
This is a private 48-unit building on Hunts Point Avenue in the Bronx, where a nonprofit called Bushwick Economic Development Corporation, or BEDCO, was renting five apartments. Across the city, BEDCO rents more than 400 apartments to house homeless families. They're supposed to have contracts with the city for all of these units. But as it turns out, none of the cluster site units they run are under a written contract with the city, while BEDCO gets paid $11 million annually.
So no contracts at all? What does that mean for the city?
The Department of Investigation said in one of its reports that the city loses a crucial point of leverage when it doesn't have contracts, that it's being left without an enforcement mechanism to hold providers accountable for things like poor conditions. In BEDCO's cluster sites, the number of housing violations at the beginning of this year was 2,100. At the end of the year, it actually increased a bit.
Okay, so how do they get paid if there's no contract? And what does the city, the de Blasio administration, say about it?
The city's paying them through purchase orders. It's a murky process that isn't approved by the comptroller's office like most city contracts. A spokesman for the city says they have brought the majority of cluster sites under contract, but that does not include BEDCO. The city also says they plan to phase out all cluster sites by the end of 2018.
All right, we'll be watching. WNYC's Marilla Ivorek, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.